Don't text and drive. 30% of teens read, and actually 25% respond to their texts while driving. And this doesn't even account for the other phone-related distractions. It's a serious problem, and not just for kids. To help silence these distractions and hopefully save lives, Jim Ramirez, founder of the Chicago-based Text Ninja, is here to share more about this growing problem and how his company hopes to break this dangerous habit. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Of course. So I'm going to tell you the truth. I text and drive all the time, and I know I shouldn't. It's dangerous. I've bought like a little thingamajig to put on the window, so I hang my phone there, so at least I'm not like looking down. I know on your site it says it's about 5 seconds or whatever it is once the text notification comes in. I feel like I'm helping myself that I have reduced it so my head at least doesn't leave the window, but it's still absolutely insane and dangerous, and you're hopefully going to solve this problem. So how did you get into something like this?
Well, it actually started on a canoe. I had worked at Accenture doing a lot of technology stuff, consulting, and I always wanted to bring new ideas to market. So once I decided, all right, let's do this, and I was looking around for a while, I was sitting in a canoe with a high school teacher. His name's Ted. He's out of Denver. And he said, you know, Jim, people are dying. Kids are dying because they're looking at they're reading their texts while they drive. And I was like, is that really that big of a problem? And this is 2 years ago. And the more I looked into it, I said, all right, let's see if, you know, what we can do. I was sure Apple had something, Android had something. I think I'd even seen like a drive mode for yeah. You know, operating systems.
Nobody puts it on.
Yeah, exactly. And that is part of the problem, right? Is it's not automatic. So as I dove in and I looked around at what was out there were just Band-Aid solutions like, oh, GPS tells you that you're moving, so we're going to silence your phone. And the more I realized it was they weren't actually attacking the real problem, which is your habit for looking at your phone when that notification goes off. And the other part about, you know, I was, you know, calorie trackers, they don't work because you don't want to manually be doing that every time. It might work for a day. But to actually break a habit of looking at your phone, you need something that's consistent, convenient, automatic, and then provides some reward that replaces what you're giving up by not looking at that text while you're driving.
Yeah, well, for people who don't think that that's really actually a habit, there was an article recently that came out. I don't mean the texting part, but just the phone is part of your it's like part of your natural being at this point. People are actually having a hard time sleeping because they're so used to having their phone in this position that when they go to sleep, they lay back and they bring their arm with them.
It's wild.
It's just insane.
Yeah, the technology has changed faster than we've been realizing, you know. We've changed our lives so much for it, but we really need to make technology work for what we want to do. And when you're in the car, your first job is to be driving.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I thought Apple solved the problem when they made the phone bigger, you know, so now I can see better. So, I'm not quite as dangerous as I used to be, you know.
It might even be harder because now your thumb, you know, you have to really stretch.
Oh, it's way harder because now I can get more notifications on there. I can check Twitter, Facebook, all this stuff while I'm going 85 down the highway.
And they thought, you know, auto-correcting would speed things up, and it actually makes
it worse.
I'm correcting the auto-correcting, and then it remembers the incorrect version. I'm like, ah, so I
don't
spend talk way
like,
more
I don't text like a dork. Like, I write things different, you know, auto-correct. I hate autocorrect. Anyway, but as a side note, tell me more about how Text Ninja actually works, because functionally, obviously I understand you're trying to break a habit, but how does it enable me to break that habit?
Right. So it's two parts. One is the app on your phone, and the other is a Bluetooth device that plugs into your car. The Bluetooth device goes into the OBD port of your car, which is, in this connected car revolution we're having, allows your phone to talk directly to your car. And that tells the app on the phone that exactly when you're in your car, because it's Bluetooth proximity, and when you're driving, tells you speed and a whole bunch of other things. So essentially, we can automatically activate when you're driving actively, and it'll silence and auto-respond with a custom message. So by not doing anything, you get into your car, your phone's in your pocket, it activates and starts auto-replying to your friends when they're texting you while you drive with, you know, hey, I'm driving right now, get back to you in a minute. So it allows it to be convenient. You're not turning something on, and then takes away the I don't have to worry about you know, whatever. They know what I'm doing. I'm not leaving my friends hanging. And when you're done, it actually says, "All right, ding." Makes the ding when you're finished driving and says, "Congratulations, you know, you drove text free. But here are the messages we blocked or we prevented from you being distracted by."
I think I need that thing for just like regular daily use as well. I just leave my phone in my car, and that way it sends a ping out saying I'm driving. I don't have to respond to any of the people who text me all day.
Yeah. Well, that's one way you could use it.
It's not a bad day. Not a bad idea. So I guess one of the biggest things is you know, obviously we know it's a dangerous situation. give us some of the stats. Let's make it real. What are some of the statistics that people really ought to recognize? And obviously, teens are a big deal. They drive like crap, you know, without the texting. I don't drive that great. Oh, I'm a good driver. I'm just a little slipshod, as my mom will tell you. But what are the stats for adults, for kids? What's the deal?
Yeah. Every day, 9 people die from texting-related crashes or distractions behind the wheel. 1,000 collisions happen every day. And with teens, it's actually, you think, okay, that's across the whole board. But, you know, we talk to people every day, and, you know, the older you are, the more likely they say, oh, I throw that phone in the back, right? Turn it off. You know, they were resistant to technology already. So it's really, when you look at those incidents, it's focused on our youth. The younger you are, excuse me, the more interconnected you are with your friends and all these social networks. So you're even more engaged and addicted, and that reward you get from looking at your phone while you're, you know, responding to your friends is even more ingrained because of how much they've grown up with that technology. And you tie that in with being young and, forget about the risk, and they're not very good drivers to begin with. That's a recipe for a disaster, right?
It really is. It's dangerous. And one of the other things is, so you live in Glen Allen, or you're from Glen Allen. I don't know if you still live there.
No, I'm from there, though.
From there, though. So if you're ever passing through Glen Allen, that's where I live, that's where I'm from, you know, you see me texting and driving, you can toss a little text ninja in the window for me.
We want to do some magnets. We get the biggest feedback is, I always see people texting, I want to yell at them or whatever. And, you know, a solution is not going to involve, you know, doing something to other people. You start by helping yourself.
Swerving at them and becoming more dangerous.
Yeah, and then we grow from there. But we thought, okay, maybe if we had magnet, you know, ninja stars, and you throw it and it said, you've been, you know, text ninja'd or something. There's been some ideas out there for
Of course, if you roll the window down while you're driving and someone's texting and driving and you whip
You're almost being worse, right?
Yeah, you got to aim. You know, I don't know how much your target, you end up hitting some person who wasn't, But I like that. I mean, anything I can throw out of my window, I'm in. Like, I'm so in. Maybe you could do is get, you were telling me before the show that you've got some text ninja jingles. Maybe you can have that talk to the car and put it in the horn. So it's like, text ninja, you know, something cool like that.
They're like cool, a sword noise, like shing, something like that.
Yeah. I like that. That's awesome. Very, very cool. So you guys just launched, actually. Launch party was a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we had a launch party November 13th out of 1871. It was a blast. And that coincided with a launch of our Kickstarter campaign, which we're building out our iOS version right now. It's going to be ready in the next month and a half. And we'll really do a big launch coming in the next year. But the Kickstarter ends on the 15th of December, and that actually coincides with the Connected Car event that we're having.
Where do people go to find it? Obviously, you can search Text Ninja on Kickstarter. Where else can they go to? Is there a Twitter handle or something you can send to people?
Yeah, our Twitter handle is Text Ninja App. Facebook is just Text Ninja, and our website is text.ninja.
Very cool. So any other up-and-coming news that's coming out other than that? Anything good?
No, we're just passionate about connecting with these organizations and people that are also looking to, you know, save lives and help the safety of our roads. We have a campaign feature in the app that ties in, you know, other people's messages of awareness in the app and lets drivers drive for those causes. So we're building out that network now.
Very cool. It's a great cause. It's a great solution to a problem. Breaking the habit, I always say this for businesses, forget about everything else. At the end of the day, everything is process, and process is habit, and habit is something people have. If you can break the habits or create new habits, you can fix problems.
That's right.
I think this is a really novel approach to the solution. Thank you very much, Jim, for coming in. Thank you again to our amazing sponsors from Insperity. You can watch this episode and more on Advisor TV, stream us on the WGN Plus app, or download each episode on iTunes. And remember, stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap. And now, your coachable moments brought to you by the Happy Hour coach, Tim Ressmeyer, the official coach of Tomorrow's Business Today on WGN Plus.
Jim at Text Ninja is a great example of how the ideas for something great can come in most unlikely situations. So he was in a canoe talking with a high school teacher and found out about the risks of texting and driving. And from that, he pursued it. He learned more. He did that kind of research and realized that there were just Band-Aid solutions out there, and you're not attacking the habit. So what Jim shows is that ability to find a problem that's out there and really persist in order to make something different and better. So as we see all the startups that are out there, all the technology companies, a lot of them are fun and they're exciting and they make life easier. Text Ninja is an example of something that's really addressing a serious, serious problem. And kudos to him and his team for persisting in order to bring about that change and to help make our highways safer. This is Tim Ressmeyer, the Happy Hour Coach with Coachable Moments.